Historic Dublin. You have decided to visit Dublin. A good decision. Discover some of the historic treasures, as well as its green spots. Walk around and listen to interesting facts about the history of the capital of the Irish Republic with this audio guide. First, read the tasks. Then listen to the audio guide. While you're listening, tick the correct box. At the end, you will hear the text again. Now read the tasks. You have 90 seconds to do this. Now listen to the audio guide and do the tasks.
Stop 1. Merrion Square. We start our tour in Merrion Square, one of the best examples of Dublin's Georgian architecture, which is typical of 18th century town planning. The houses are elegant, but individual decoration is kept to a minimum. For nearly 200 years, these houses belonged to Ireland's upper class, but today they're mainly offices. Originally, Merrion Square was intended to be the site of a cathedral, but it was never built. And so in the 1970s, the church gave this land to the city council as a gift, and since then, it has become a lovely place with gardens in the middle, which invites you to go for a walk and perhaps even have a picnic. It certainly offers an escape from Dublin's traffic. At the weekend, look out for people selling arts, craftwork, and jewellery around the edge of the square. Once you've explored Merrion Square, walk on until you come to Merrion Street Upper. This will bring you into St. Stephen's Green. Stop 2. St. Stephen's Green. St. Stephen's Green is Dublin's largest square and one of the city's best-known green spaces. This area was used for public executions until the end of the 18th century and was considered a dangerous place to be at night. In the late 19th century, it was turned into four more gardens thanks to the financial support of Sir Arthur Guinness of the Beer Brewing Company. To your right, you can see Grafton Street. That's the street which leads off to St. Stephen's Green Shopping Centre over on the far side of the square. Grafton Street, which is car-free, is busy and full of tourists, but it's a good place for people watching. Walk all the way along Grafton Street, and at the end you get to Dublin Castle, our next stop. Stop 3. Dublin Castle. You are now standing just inside Dublin Castle, the historic centre of the city. It's situated on an ideal spot for a fortress. This is the highest point around, which made it easy to defend, and it's just by the river, which was good for communication. The Vikings built a castle here in the 10th century, from which they controlled the whole of the Irish Sea. This was later taken over by the native Irish and in the 13th century, King John of England built a castle to show his dominance over Ireland. For centuries, the castle was where the English rulers of the country lived and worked. The state apartments, which you come to first, which are still used for official ceremonies, are the highlight of the castle. The Chester Beattie Library has a collection of prints and books. Many of these are about aspects of the great religions and cultures of the ancient and the modern world. There's also a restaurant and cafe inside the castle, as well as some very pretty gardens. Take a good look around the beautiful castle. When you're ready, step out again and enjoy the rest of your visit to Dublin.
In 30 seconds, you will hear the text again, so you can check your answers.
Stop 1. Merrion Square. We start our tour in Merrion Square, one of the best examples of Dublin's Georgian architecture, which is typical of 18th century town planning. The houses are elegant, but individual decoration is kept to a minimum. For nearly 200 years, these houses belonged to Ireland's upper class, but today they're mainly offices. Originally, Merrion Square was intended to be the site of a cathedral, but it was never built. And so in the 1970s, the church gave this land to the city council as a gift, and since then, it has become a lovely place with gardens in the middle, which invites you to go for a walk and perhaps even have a picnic. It certainly offers an escape from Dublin's traffic. At the weekend, look out for people selling arts, craftwork and jewellery around the edge of the square. Once you've explored Merrion Square, walk on until you come to Merrion Street Upper. This will bring you into St Stephen's Green. Stop 2. St Stephen's Green. St Stephen's Green is Dublin's largest square and one of the city's best-known green spaces. This area was used for public executions until the end of the 18th century and was considered a dangerous place to be at night. In the late 19th century, it was turned into four more gardens thanks to the financial support of Sir Arthur Guinness of the Beer Brewing Company. To your right, you can see Grafton Street. That's the street which leads off to St Stephen's Green Shopping Centre over on the far side of the square. Grafton Street, which is car-free, is busy and full of tourists, but it's a good place for people watching. Walk all the way along Grafton Street, and at the end you get to Dublin Castle, our next stop. Stop 3. Dublin Castle. You are now standing just inside Dublin Castle, the historic centre of the city. It's situated on an ideal spot for a fortress. This is the highest point around, which made it easy to defend, and it's just by the river, which was good for communication. The Vikings built a castle here in the 10th century, from which they controlled the whole of the Irish Sea. This was later taken over by the native Irish, and in the 13th century, King John of England built a castle to show his dominance over Ireland. For centuries, the castle was where the English rulers of the country lived and worked. The state apartments, which you come to first, which are still used for official ceremonies, are the highlight of the castle. The Chester Beattie Library has a collection of prints and books. Many of these are about aspects of the great religions and cultures of the ancient and the modern world. There's also a restaurant and cafe inside the castle, as well as some very pretty gardens. Take a good look around the beautiful castle. When you're ready, step out again and enjoy the rest of your visit to Dublin.